Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, well, I'm starting to get my feet back under me a little bit. I've been fighting a cold or something. It's isn't it amazing how programmed we are? My wife said to me, "Honey, do you think you have COVID?" Like, as if that's the only thing that you could get. There isn't a common cold anymore. There isn't. No. It's all COVID. And yeah, I got something in my throat. And yeah, I've been doubling up on my vitamins. And yeah, I've been drinking more fluids. And yeah, I've been doing all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I've been taking my ivermectin. Yeah, I've been doing all that stuff. I don't know. Is it COVID? What does that even mean? What does it even mean if you have COVID? Folks, I hope you know this, that if you, the flu shot, okay? When you get a flu shot every year, the reason you get a flu shot every year is because it is a new flu every year. And so when you get a flu shot this year, it is based on last year's flu. Nothing to do with this year's flu, right? So if I'm right here, COVID-19, whatever that even means, COVID-19 came out in, was it 19? Was it, when did it come out? Was it 20?
19.
COVID-19 comes out in 19. So this is 21. This is 2 years afterwards. Folks, it isn't even the same COVID. It can't possibly be the same COVID. It's flying around today that was here 2 years ago. And they're running out there and they're trying to tell everybody to get a vaccination and do all that stuff. And it's on an old virus. If it is even a virus, it has now mutated. In fact, they're telling us it's the variant, right? As if it would be strange that any virus would mutate or change. That's what viruses do. So I'm going to tell you this. I'm not a doctor, but the virus you're getting today, the COVID virus you are getting today, is not the same COVID virus that you would have gotten a year and a half ago. It's not the same thing. Now, if it's a bioweapon, then that's something else. If it's a bioweapon, and so when Michelle said to me, "Maybe you have COVID," I just, how many times have I heard that in the last? You must have COVID. And I told you all I thought I had it. At some point, I thought I had it. Pretty sure I had COVID. I don't know. I didn't go get a test and make them put me as one of the statistics. But it just shows how we're programmed, doesn't it? Absolutely programmed. It's crazy. It's foolishness. What's going on? And I want to show you something right off the bat here, just because I think it's interesting. Hey, Spencer, pull up that, go to the stuff and pull up the Cincinnati lawsuit story. It's a good place to start today. It's good. Butler County judge. Look at this. Butler County, that's Cincinnati, Ohio. Butler County judge orders Westchester Hospital to treat COVID-19 patients with ivermectin, despite the CDC warning. This just happened here in Ohio. Without telling you the whole story, here's what happened. This guy gets sick, gets COVID. Take him in the hospital, and they do the same stupid treatments they do to everybody, right? Ventilators, steroids, all that stuff. And the wife wants her husband to live. She goes to the doctor and says, "Hey, could you please treat my husband with ivermectin?" And the doctors won't do it. Doctors won't do it because it's not part of their protocol. So we have, they say, "Listen, we can't give you ivermectin because we don't know the long-term results of taking it." Now, wait a minute, folks. Do they know the long-term results of taking a vaccine? Do they know the long-term effects of that? No, they don't know the long-term effects of that. So this lady got herself a lawyer. They went to a judge, said, "Judge, my husband's going to die. He's going to die. And we think ivermectin will make him well. The judge said what? Give that man some ivermectin. We need to ask ourselves a question, friends. If we're really concerned about saving people's lives, why aren't we doing things that will save their lives rather than just vaccinating? Just vaccinating. I came home the other night. I doubled up on every vitamin I had. I squirted some ivermectin in me. I took some hydroxychloroquine. I threw all that stuff in me. I don't know. Is it COVID? I don't know. What the heck? We have an approved medicine for horse. I get it. It's for horses. I get it. But if we know that ivermectin, and we have studies that show ivermectin works, and the hospital won't use it, there ought to be some freaking malpractice somewhere, shouldn't there? And why won't the hospital use ivermectin? Because it's Centers for Disease Control, which, by the way, it's the Centers for Disease Creation. We now know that. They say you're not allowed to use it. Whatever happened about my body, my choice, making those decisions. I had several calls yesterday. Three, maybe. That's several. Three calls yesterday about ivermectin. Coach, does it work? I can't believe, for the life of me, I can't believe that we are this far down the road in this fake plandemic, and people are still just now beginning to ask about ivermectin. It baffles me. Baffles me. As I said over and over and over, the medical department, the medical world, folks, they're not looking to treat. They're looking to vaccinate. They don't want to treat. They don't tell you to take vitamins and minerals and ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. No. They want to make sure that you do what? Yeah, you get a vaccine. I just want to get that off my chest. It's good news. Butler County judge orders Westchester Hospital to treat COVID-19 patient with ivermectin. See, here's what we have to understand. As more and more of these court decisions come down, it helps our cases, folks. It helps our case. It's just as if no judge wants to be the first one to say it. And this judge said, hey, this dude's going to die. Give him some ivermectin, will you? Give him some ivermectin. That's common sense, isn't it? Give him some whiskey. Give him a shot of old Jack Daniels if it would help. I'm sure the CDC doesn't approve Jack Daniels for treatment of disease. But if it helps, take it, right? Yeah, I get it. Come on in, Kevin.
Well, I was just going to say that ivermectin was invented by the Japanese, and it was invented for human use. And it was a number of years afterward that veterinarians realized that it could also be used on horses and cattle. And so it's also become a veterinarian medicine, but it was originally for humans, but the mainstream media is not telling it.
As I said, Kevin, you would think we'd have more and more commercials, wouldn't you, of treatments? People tell us treatment, take this, take this, take this.
Well, and you've noticed, I'm sure, over the last 2 weeks, there's been a mainstream media propaganda push to try to get people to think that ivermectin is only for horses.
It's only
for livestock. And I saw that case in Ohio, and I watched, it was a news report, it covered it. And as soon as the point went to ivermectin, how the doctors then had to prescribe this man ivermectin, they didn't show a nurse bringing up a bottle of ivermectin from the pharmacy downstairs. No, they showed a woman opening a trunk full of horse paste, you know, ivermectin paste.
Yep,
so again,
yep.
They're trying to create that association that this is not a real medicine for humans, and that's absolutely wrong. It is.
So I'm going to say this again. I'm sorry. I'm looking at my phone. My other computer's on a blink here. I hate it when this happens during my show. Friends, listen. Ivermectin works. And if you're in a situation where you're really, really worried about your health, you're not going to take ivermectin because you're worried about your health? What? That doesn't even make, that reasoning doesn't even make sense. My wife had a conversation with somebody yesterday who's really worried about COVID. And Michelle said, well, here, you know, take some ivermectin and explain the whole thing to him. He said, oh, yeah, but I don't want it to make me sick. I thought, what kind of logic is this? I'm not going to take it because it might make you sick. Dude, you're on the verge. You maybe are going to die here, right? Maybe you're going to die. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find out. Where is it? Is this it? That's not it. Where is all my stuff here today? Somebody come in here and talk to me for a minute while I get my feet under me. Hey, listen, I know something I'll talk about real quick. I worked with Gary Pierce last night on our event here on October 8, 9, and 10. We'll get 200 of you here. We're really putting some meat on the bone last night. We would love for all of you to come, and we'll get more information out there to you, but I'd love for you to put that on your list and come. If you've never been here, it'd be a great opportunity for you to see Sky High, see what's going on there. We're calling it a preparedness summit, and we were going to do maybe some with Chad, do some, you know, some shooting and some stuff like that. We're still in the process of figuring out exactly what we're going to do, but we'd love for you to come. Love for you to come see Sky High, and we're going to also try to turn that into somewhat of a fundraiser to help us with some expenses from some things we're doing. So make sure you get there for that. October, well, that's going to be here before you know it, isn't it? God, October 8, 9, and 10, I think is what it is. Come on in, Jeff, now.
Yeah, I went and saw the Church of Conney School District Superintendent. I actually did an interview about CRT. When she made the statement that really stood out is when I go, how do you obey a government that wants to kill the unborn? And she blurted out and interrupted me and says, well, that's freedom, isn't it? So I'm thinking of making a petition to get her removed. She is incompetent. She's a total lefty.
Well, how'd she get in? How'd she get in?
She's appointed. She's like a regular employee. She came from Wyoming, and she's horrible.
Spencer, if you could pull up the thing again. I'm kind of out of sorts here because my computer just kicked off over here on me. Pull up. Why hasn't God acted yet? I got this from email this morning from a friend of ours, Jeff, who watches the show. And I was reading down through this and thinking about how we're not even connected to reality. Many of us aren't even connected to reality. We would think that the Centers for Disease Control is a good organization. You'd think that? So my friend Jeff wrote this, and I want to read this to you here this morning. It says, is the remnant ready? Well, the remnant would say, of course we are. We have been ready for a long time. Act now. Give us our marching orders. But are we? I don't think so. Many in the remnant are holding on to sacred cows. Golden calves. Let's take one example. Government schools. I'm not here to make anybody mad, but I don't care if we do. I say government schools need to be eliminated. Why? Did God say to have your children taught by the government? Did God say it's okay to take money from widows as long as it's for government schools? Did God say, do not steal unless it is for a good cause? No, he didn't. Why is it, think about this a minute now. Why have we been convinced that we all have to pay for public education? Why do we think that? How'd that happen to us? But many in the remnant say, well, we just can't get rid of government schools. How else are the kids from poor families going to get an education? Seriously? One of the major systems that's been used to destroy our country, and we need to retain it to do something which has either done an extremely poor job with billions of dollars, or worse yet, has made kids dumber than if they had had no government education at all. There's an idea that if we just get enough people to wake, to go to the school board meetings and put enough pressure on the school board, then we can turn this ungodly system into something that works. We look at the tactics of the ungodly and say, well, if we do what they do, then we can get the schools back. Folks, have you seen the private schools? I want to put a pause there. I taught in a Christian school. I coached football at a Christian school. And I told them one time when I was in the principal's office for something, being spanked for something. I'm not going to say what the school was, just out of respect. It was so-and-so Christian Academy. I said, I know the solution here. Just call it so-and-so Academy. Take the Christian off of it. Because this is just a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. Such men turn away. I have to tell you, I was treated worse in the Christian school than I ever was in the public school. That's just truth. That's my experience, right? So we like to put Christian on it. We like to stamp Christian on it as an approval and somehow think everything's going to be good. So anyway, where was I? I was lost. Have you seen the private schools? Have you seen the Christian schools? This current school system was developed to indoctrinate, not to educate. Hey, folks, they teach evolution in Christian schools. Can somebody explain to me how that could possibly be? How you could teach evolution? Now, wait a minute. Teach evolution. If somebody wants to go to college, then a student in a Christian school should understand the evolutionary theory because they may need it to advance in their degree. But to teach in a Christian school that evolution is science, true science, we have lost our stinking mind. We've lost our mind. And parents take their kids out of public schools and they put them in Christian schools, not because they want them to be Christian, but because they want to shield them from the dark forces in the public schools. And the dark forces are in the Christian schools. The Christian schools are filled with kids whose parents are Christian, but the kids aren't. I'm not mad. Just telling you the truth. The idea, there's an idea if we, I'm sorry. We've been in a maze for so long that we argue about where to knock out a wall here or add a door there instead of climbing out of the maze. And we have been asleep. Do we really want systems where we pay money and they must go to meeting after meeting to beg and cajole boards and councils, etc., to not spend our money on things we don't want? Boy, is that ever the education system or not? Is that ever it right there? Another argument is we can't talk about that now. Otherwise, we will lose people who would join our movement. Huh? Mm-hmm. Seems I've heard that somewhere before. Oh, yeah. Pastors who for years have said, we can't talk about that now. There are people who might not come to Christ if we preach the whole gospel. Well, how's that working out? Government schools are just one example. Let's just list a few others. The FDA, Food and Drug Administration, government agency to protect us from snake oil salesmen, became the biggest snake oil salesman ever. The Food and Drug Administration approves poison in our food. You don't have to say amen, just telling you the truth. This isn't my idea. This is the truth. The Food and Drug Administration has approved stuff that kills us, friends. The CDC, the National Institute of Health, government agency to protect us from diseases, and they create diseases. The FBI, government agency to protect us from organized crime, and they become the biggest organized crime organization ever. The CIA, government agency to protect us from foreign governments, and they become the biggest tool for taking over our country. Department of Education, supposed to ensure the best education, instead dumbed down generation after generation. Somebody say amen. You don't have to. Department of I choke on that one. Department of Justice. Department of Justice, supposed to ensure justice for all, and now punishes the innocent, lets the guilty go free. Somebody say amen. You don't have to. It's good writing, Jeff. Government funding to hospitals, supposed to assist the poor with medical care. Instead, it makes people poor with insurance costs and deductibles.
Amen.
And now murders people to get more government funding. You, folks, you understand this? Do you understand what's going on? You understand every COVID case they get government money? You understand that? You understand that the greatest... that hospitals are daily killing people? I know you don't want to believe it because you're stuck in the matrix. But this is the truth. They had to get a judge to order a man to be able to take ivermectin. They had to get a judge to do it. The doctor wouldn't do it. Why? Because the CDC said he couldn't. Hey, friends, seed of the serpent, the seed of the woman. That's the battle. And you either serve the Lord Well, you serve the devil. There ain't no demilitarized zone. And do you? Would anybody out there say that the Centers for Disease Control is a Christian organization? Anybody be dumb enough to say that? FBI, that Christian organization? CIA, that a Christian organization? Public school, that'd be a Christian organization? No. None of them are. Every government entity that does not serve a purpose as shown in the Bible needs to go. If the remnant's not ready for that, then why should God act? If we have the attitude of God, you just supernaturally put the right people in charge, then it will work out better. And we will go back to our barbecues, our churches on Sunday morning, sports in the afternoon, etc. Why should God act? I've just touched on the government. What about churches that are dedicated to the creator of the universe, but are basketball courts 5 days a week? Talk about sacred cows. What about football? I know people from high school that for a couple of years of glory now have a lifetime of aches and pains. Why did so many star high school athletes die young? Was it because we put them up on a pedestal and after graduating, their best time in life was over? We need to look at everything from a godly perspective. I saw a preview of a sitcom that is a product of a very godly woman who was so disappointed. I don't care if you make them Christian characters or have Christian twist at the end. Watching the idiot box with characters doing dumb things is not funny or godly. And it's use of time. In heaven, we're not going to be sitting around laughing at people doing dumb things. We're not going to have a moment after moment similar to watching your child take its first steps. Or you, when you got a great insight. We don't need to throw everything out. For example, the Constitution is still a great document, minus several things. But as the founder said, it's totally useless. It's inadequate for immoral people. Let the remnant search out our golden calves so that we do not recreate them after God acts. This should not be a downer. We live in the greatest time of our lives where God is pushing us to look at everything as viewed by him. No, we wouldn't have done it if things remained as they were 30 years ago. I'm all for reducing the amount of time God has to push us. Let's get rid of some of these sacred cows and have only God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit to guide us every day what kind of country America is to be on the other side. Amen? So I was thinking about this. Yesterday. The office of the government has an office of diversity. Diversity. And what does that word mean? Hey, Spencer, go to Webster. Look that up for me. Diversity. Oh, well, they love that word, don't they? Diversity. Oh, churches now, or they have diversity. Churches have diversities. Thank you. My cough's starting to break up. Yeah, diversity. Everyone, we need diversity. Difference, dissimulate, unlikeness. There may be diversity without contrariety. I can't see it. A variety, a distinct being as opposed to identity. Variegation. Diversity. Did you ever notice that diversity doesn't apply to Christians? Do you ever notice if those universities have offices of diversity? The government has offices of diversity. Those offices do nothing except discriminating against Christians. That's what they do. And in a funny sort of way, they acknowledge that Christianity is the mainstream. And because Christianity is the mainstream, they say, well, we need some diversity. But really what they mean when they say they need some diversity, no more Christianity, we're going to elevate all these other wicked things out here and call it diversity. And then you are going to go to your church and your church is going to talk about diversity because your church is being programmed by the world. I want an office of diversity for Christians. I want to go to Black Lives Matter. I want to go to all the major corporations in the world and say, You gave $1 million to Black Lives Matter. How about $1 million to Christian Lives Matter?
Amen.
Will you give us some of that money for Christian Lives Matter? We're too stupid to understand the game that's being played around us. We don't know how to fight back. They're destroying everything around us that's righteous. I was feeling this morning. Come on in, Jeffrey.
I'm going to come in on the word diversity. If you look at the syllables in it, D-I-V, divide.
Sure it is.
Adversity, generalization, universalism, humanism, pluralistic society.
Black, we have black churches and white churches and Presbyterian churches. There's some diversities, aren't there? Huh? Do you think, somebody help me out here. Are American universities, are they hiring Christians into professorships because of diversity? We need some Christians in here. Oh, no, that ain't going on, is it? No. And so they're trying to tell all of us, we Christians, you guys have been the minority. You've been the majority long enough. We're going to pull the rug out from under you now. We're going to start promoting all these other wicked things around us. And we're too freaking stupid to understand what's going on. We can't even see it. We can't wait to fall in line and be diverse and tolerant. Nothing makes me gag more than seeing a pastor or an advertisement at a church go to their website and they talk about what a diverse what congregation they have. Diverse? I thought we're one body, many members. I thought there's no Jew, there's no Greek. Diversity? What does that even mean? All skin color? Huh? Lesbians? Huh? That's it. That's what we're supposed to do. I want purity. I don't want diversity. Anybody with me on that one? God, I'm all over the place today. Somebody help me out. Jump in here real quick. Let me catch my breath.
I want to say about that guy, and I want to say good morning. That was, some of them got to meet Rachel, my pastor's wife. That was her best friend's husband. And they did a lot of praying over her. So he's doing a lot better. She texted me the other day.
I mean, regarding the ivermectin, you mean, Betty? Yeah. How can we, folks, have Christians go to church and not know anything about ivermectin? How can we have Christians go to church and blindly follow the Centers for Disease Control? Can somebody tell me that? How can it be that pastors have never heard of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny? How can that even be? Did you see, I said it yesterday, Rick Warren says that not taking the jab is selfish. Christians shouldn't do it. It's selfish. We should take the jab. What? This guy wrote Purpose-Driven Life, sold more Christian books, more copies of a Purpose-Driven Life were sold than any Christian book in history. And here's Rick Warren at the time when we really, really need some clarity. He says, if you don't take the jab, you're selfish. You're not a very good Christian. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. How many of your pastors that stand up in the pulpit and say, get some ivermectin. Store up some ivermectin. Hey, try to find some hydroxychloroquine. This stuff works. Because by golly, if you get the COVID.
Get that chloridoxine.
Yeah, well, that's right. Same thing. And so if you get sick, what they're going to do to you in the hospital ain't going to help you. I can tell you that. It ain't going to help you. Do pastors know that? No, they don't. I'm all over the place, dude. I'm sorry. Come on in and tell me. Then Dale, then Naomi.
Okay, Coach.
Not very spiritual this morning. Sorry, folks. I'm not very spiritual.
Well, Coach, I've seen the church I used to go to such a decline. When I went there in 77, I went there and I had such a cold that I hurt all over. I was congested, the whole nine yards. And I got prayer. A guy rebuked my cold in Jesus' name. I fell on the floor and I just laid there with no cold, my strength restored. So I know from my experience that we can overcome sickness like that.
Oh, whether Jesus doesn't heal. Jesus doesn't heal. I got to call Fauci. Jesus doesn't heal.
Hey, now the church is, that same church is requiring the convalescent home workers, you know, that go visit and spread the gospel to the homes to get the shot.
Yeah.
What a drop.
How about poor old Myra? Myra can't hardly keep her job because she wants to share the gospel with the people that she's taking care of. You know that, folks, right? Myra gets in trouble because she shares the gospel with these patients that she's working with, and they get mad at her. They get mad at her, right?
Hey, Coach. Yeah. I want to add one more thing. I'm on vacation with the family, and we went to the Ark and the Creation.
Uh-huh.
And what do you call it there? Well, the Ark is quite, how would you say, awesome. But, of course, both the Ark and the Creation left off Nephilim, left off the giants, you know, yeah. all that stuff. And but something hit me when I was there, and maybe it was just for me, but I'll share it with you. When they said that God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then the seventh day he rested. Well, what hit me was he included the rest in the creation. And then his counterpart, well, 666, he tried three times to hit seven, but there's no rest to the wicked. That's what hit me.
There is no rest to the wicked. Amen on that one. Going in, Dale, how you doing down there today, buddy? You doing good?
Brother, I must have some bad phone connection. Were you saying perversity? Is that the word?
Yeah, that's what I meant to say, that's for sure.
Exactly. It's the perversion of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then often Tony, he's on vacation. We're on hurricane down here. We're in good shape, brother. A lot will be going on. Also, just when you're talking about ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, these are the least evasive procedures that you can use to administer to people. And yes, I'm one of them pastors, not only telling people to get ivermectin, brother, I've gotten enough of it to where I've distributed it to people in my church who are running fever and sick. And guess what? They took the doses of it and it knocked them right out of it. Now, they can say it don't work. I'm here to tell you it does.
Yeah.
And you know
Amen,
what?
Dale. Amen.
There's more viruses on the face of the earth than there are stars in the sky. You just don't, it doesn't matter. Okay. So, you know, when we say that, you know, people are getting the shot, really what it is a self-preservation. People are trying to save themselves, brother. So, you know, when we see the church, you know, saying don't come near people with this or that or whatever. I wonder what Jesus would do when there were leprosies around him. What did he do? Did he run away from them or did he run to them and heal them?
Yeah, but he wouldn't do that if he was here today, Dale.
Oh, I know. He would wear a mask and take the jab, right?
Yeah, yeah. He wouldn't be doing that today, I don't think.
Brother, we love you. We'll be setting stuff up right now. A lot of still tarping. My goodness, it's triple-digit heat down here. We have, brother, this is what the gospel is. So we're running electricity not only to my house but two other houses, and we had them over last night for dinner just to enjoy some air conditioning, and they're running their little – I'm just telling you, brother. It's about the gospel. We're about to have a great opportunity for gospel
yes,
ministry.
Yes, sir. Yeah, because people are hurting, aren't they, man? They're hurting. And
brother, when they're hurting, they're going to come.
They're open to the gospel when they're hurting.
Amen.
I love you, brother.
I appreciate you.
Thanks,
and
man.
I'm glad I can get back in the show.
All right, buddy. We're glad to have you. And we do have some guys who want to come down and help you get things once we get it up and rolling there. Thank Naomi. Come on in. Thanks. I'm trying to...
So I know from personal experience that Big Pharma runs the churches through the doctors. They program everybody, and the pastors and staff are afraid of losing their jobs because Big Pharma pays their salaries. I know that for sure. And it boggles my mind how many Christians, even on the huddle, are totally clueless of the outside-the-box therapies that are available for all kinds of stuff, including cancer. And when I try to share it with them, I'm just a conspiracy theorist.
Well, what do you think that is, Naomi?
They've been programmed. They've been programmed.
Yeah, we've all been programmed, right? We've all been programmed. Hey, you know how much you've been programmed? When you get sick, you normally call the doctor before you pray, right? We all do that. We've all been programmed to it. And it's great. Myra, come on in.
Good morning, Saints. Coach, I support you with the Christian Revolution Net. I think it's a wonderful idea.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're spirit-led to to make this happen. So I'm 100% in, and I'm helping whatever way I can. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Myra. We're launching this. Actually, we're launching this tomorrow. In can I say where? We're gonna launch it tomorrow in Buffalo, New York. We're launching this thing tomorrow. And it's big, and it's going to be huge, and we're on to something here. And I'm sorry that I'm so out of sorts here. I finally got it to where I can see what I was going to talk about. So I've been somewhat distracted. Come on in, Randy. Hey, Spencer, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that, Spencer? Pull up for me. That's not what I want. The left has stolen the church. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, Coach. Well, years ago, I went back and I found the historical Jesus. So what the church has lost is the real Jesus, Coach. They see a different Jesus than some people do. Well, that's if you want to take the shot, the vaccine, you don't see the real Jesus. You're seeing another Jesus, another gospel in a sense. Amen. So, Coach, this is what's happening. This is simple. Everyone needs to get this. God is judging the world's systems. Okay. Yes. If you are attached to that as a Christian in any way, shape, or form, the financial system, the religious system, the pharmakia system, all these systems, you're going to go down with those systems. It's not a personal thing, Coach. It's a systematic thing. God is judging the systematic theology that took the place of the real Jesus. He's judging that. So if you want to hold on to that, you're going to go down with that, Christian or non-Christian. It doesn't matter. You're going to go down. So that's why you see we have a lot of people that go, well, the people that get the Christians that get the shot, I don't know what to do with them. You just need to tell them you made your choice. God help you. I have mercy on you, your health. But you chose that system. And if it goes down, I'll pray for you, but you're going to go down. So that's Amen. Just the fact of the matter, Coach.
We have repent.
Amen, Randy.
I couldn't agree with you more, Randy. Amen on that one. John Diamond, come on in. Hey, John. God bless you, man, for your show. I've watched a couple of them. You're doing really, really good, and proud of you, man.
Well, thank you, brother. Can you hear me good?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just had to get over and get in my studio and set up. I want to let everybody know Coach is going to be on my show today at 9. Didn't know really what we wanted to talk about, but since my book's called Fighting the Next American Revolution and you've got this thing that I just saw that's happening in Buffalo, let's talk about that. You can kind of inform me as you inform everybody else, but I'm only an hour and a half up the road, so I can definitely be up there as long as it doesn't interfere with my interfere with the show. So once I leave here, I can come up and help and support you. But everybody come on at 9 on brighteon.tv, and a lot of what you're hearing today, you'll probably hear over again, but I have a few things to say. So I welcome Amen. Everybody to the show.
Thanks, John. And by the way, folks, on Friday, I think I told you this already, in case I didn't, Dr. Sherry Timpenny and I are going to be on the Hagman Report live. We're going to be in the studio on Friday because we'll be coming back from Buffalo and being able to stop in there. So that's a great opportunity as we kind of kick this whole thing off and let people know exactly what's going on. So thanks, John. I appreciate all you do, man. You've really opened the door, and appreciative for it.
Hey, brother, you did it for me first. You got Amen. Me in the game, and I took that motto to heart. So I'm trying to get anybody in the game that wants to get in the game. That's what we need. Laborers are few.
That's what we have to do. Christopher Key, come on in, Christopher. How you doing?
Hey, John, Coach. Great to be on again, talking to you guys. John, I love your book, man. Bob the Plumber gave it to me 2 weeks ago, and it's a great read. Anybody out there that hasn't read it needs to read it twice because it tells people the truth, and I so appreciate you putting that together, brother.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Appreciate what you're doing. We need more activists like you, so keep at it, brother.
Well, we're real quick, guys. I'm headed to – well, I don't want to tell everybody where I'm headed to because I don't want them to know I'm coming, but I'm headed to talk to – four fire chiefs this morning, and basically just I've had a bunch of firefighters call me up and say they're being forced to take the vaccine.
Yep.
So I'm going in to make sure their fire chiefs understand that what they're doing when they don't give them the medical and religious exemption is fraud. So if you guys will pray for me and pray for these firefighters because they do not want to take this jab. These are all Christian godly men that know how dangerous this is, and they know about hydrochloroquine. They know about chlorine dioxide. They know about all these other therapeutics that work and work very well.
All right, Christopher, I appreciate you doing that. And folks, I want to say this about Christopher and about me and about a lot of people. Jeff now, I could go on and on. Guys are on the cutting edge of with the prophetic unction are come across as harsh. They come across as harsh. I mean, there's no way to explain it. And one of the things that I hear a lot of it, Christopher, I hear it a lot that God, you're so harsh. If you could just tone it down a little bit, and you know, I'm reminded of Jesus said of all those born unto a woman, none was greater than John the Baptist. I want you to ponder on that a second. Think about what John the Baptist was like. Locust, wild honey, right? Going out to calls the queen a slut, a whore, right? He goes, unbelievable, right? But Jesus said, of all those born unto a woman, there ain't nobody better than that guy right there. So those of us who walk in those who walk in that prophetic unction, you're going to have to deal with that all the time because it's just the reality of it. Sometimes there is no right way to say something true. Sometimes it's just, when people say, hey, coach, you just got to share the truth in love. Dude, the truth is love. The truth is love. And sometimes it's harsh, and sometimes you don't want to hear it. Sometimes truth sounds like hate. But the reality of it is there are those who are walking with that mantle. Reggie has that mantle. When Reggie opens her mouth, it's not always a loving spirit that comes out of Reggie. It's a truthful spirit that comes out of Reggie. And people pull back because they're not used to that, right? They're used to the well-polished, clean, nobody say anything bad type of spokesman. And we're just seeing more and more of it, more and more of it. And I say, go for it, man. And I'm not one of those guys. You guys remember Fred Phelps and God Hates Fags? And people said, oh, my goodness, what a horrible message. That guy, he's doing the gospel a lot of harm. And I said, they asked me what I thought about it. I said, here's what I think. I think I'm not going to judge his gift. If the Lord's in him, the Holy Spirit's in him, and the Holy Spirit's telling him to go say that, then who am I to say he's wrong? And we get a lot better off if we quit worrying about how other people say and do things and judge our brothers and sisters and how they say and do things and just pray for them that their technique, the way they are working, is going to bear fruit. That's what we have to do, friends. There's a lot of ways to skin a cat. Some coaches are real soft, loving guys. Not many good ones are. There are many good ones that are that way. They're harsh. They cut to the chase. They tell the truth. And because coaches don't have to bend over to mommies and dads. Anyway, go ahead. Come on in, Reggie. And then Paul.
Randy's right. So just speaking truth, I respect those who just straight shooters.
Just let them out, man. Just let it out. That's right.
I wanted to circle back to, again, reiterate the support that these doctors need. Dr. Artis, going back to the ivermectin, I'm going to look for the article, but he spoke, I knew this, but it was amazing that I found this particular video. He was speaking about ivermectin and some other preventative, but he was not only just addressing COVID, but he was saying most people are suffering from autoimmune disorders, Crohn's, because of the parasites in our bodies.
Yep.
So I want to post that article because I was just, I mean, he was so, he's over the top, but I wanted to say that. And also a lady last night, coach, she said she didn't know you were still around. And 32 years, she just walked away from her job. She was in tears last night. And I said, you gotta find coach. Yeah. she's like, wait, okay. So she remembered you coming in to her church.
Awesome, man. So listen, that's a promotion. It's a promotion, right? When you obey the Lord and it costs you something, friends, it's a promotion. Hey, Spencer, real quickly, pull up. Nothing can stop what is coming. It's a little real quick 3-minute video. I want you all to see this. Paul, I'll get you. Rochelle, I'll get to you, I promise. Nothing can stop what is coming. Now, I want you to think about this. Here's this doctor. He walks into whether it's a school board meeting, he walks into some type of meeting. And see, they don't want to believe this guy because why? He doesn't work for the CDC, or he doesn't work for the NIH, or he doesn't work for one of those government agencies. He just happens to be a doctor who treats people. And he comes in and he says, listen, folks, here's what's going on, right? And yet we don't want to believe him, right? We don't want to believe him. Go ahead and play it real quick, Spence.
and speak. I think we should be respectful of each other. For the next person.
Brother, disappointed. My name's Dr. Sean Brooks, PhD, Oxford. I have 48 publications, including 23 books. I've studied health, medicine, anatomy, and physiology for approximately 21 years. Dr. Robert Malone, who created the messenger RNA vaccine, has said no one should ever take these jabs, ever, under any circumstance whatsoever. He created it, and he says don't ever do it. So let me explain what's going to happen to the people who have taken it. Excuse me. The people who have taken it are going to die in the next 6 months to 3 to 5 years for three reasons. Number one, you have dramatically decreased your own immune system by 35%. The first jab did it by at least 15. The second did it by 35 now. If you take any booster shot, you will die. That's it. You take a flu shot in the future, you will die. The second reason, antibody-dependent enhancement. Antibody-dependent enhancement is what is happening with these jabs with everybody who has taken them. Unless, of course, you've taken a placebo, but there's no way that you would know that. So given that fact, antibody-dependent enhancement tricks the entire body into believing that the cell that's eating the pathogen is eating it when it isn't. It ends up leading to what's called a cytokine storm, which causes organ failure. That will cause your death. And there's no stopping that. No amount of drugs will stop that. The third thing, blood clotting. Everyone who has taken the jabs is blood clotting. If you don't believe me, there's a way you can find out. Take what's called a D-dimer test. What that does is that detects blood clotting at the microscopic level. They're cutting full blood clots out of people right now. As I'm talking to you, millions have died from the jabs. In your last meeting, you advocated for people to take the jabs potentially in the future, along with wearing masks. And I heard parents say the same thing. To the parents who are actually considering jabbing their own children, you're going to sterilize them permanently. People who have taken the jabs are sterilized. 80% of women who have been jabbed have lost their children in the first trimester. You can't have kids. You've also injected yourself with the equivalent of HIV. You can now no longer breastfeed, donate blood, donate organs, donate blood plasma, nor bone marrow. If you don't believe me, try to donate blood and blood plasma and find out what happens. You will be denied. Unless, of course, you live in California, in which case they're allowing people to donate toxic blood with spike proteins in it. The jabs create spike proteins. They're in the jabs themselves, and they create it by snapping your RNA in half. You are no longer a human anymore. You are something else. Amen. And you are susceptible to countless diseases. Now, here's what's going to happen in the future very quickly.
You have 15 seconds.
Great. I don't know what percentage of your staff has taken the jabs, but your school is going to close. You will not stay open. You will close because they will fall ill and they will die. That will happen in all of your buildings. It will have. It's already happening.
All right, thank you, sir.
I bet it is. Thanks. It's already happening. Yeah. Good luck, because nothing can stop what's coming.
Thank you, sir.
What does he know, though, huh? What does he know? No, we got to listen to Fauci. What's that guy know? Come on in, Paul.
Good morning. Hey, a couple things about, you know, Coach. What you're doing when you tell the truth is you're bringing conviction. So these people are convicted.
Yes.
Whenever you're talking.
That's right, brother.
You know, John the Baptist, you know, John the Baptist, the word of God divides. Mm-hmm. It separates. So Amen. That's what you're doing. And anybody that's doing that, you're right on track. And don't be discouraged, because you're telling the truth.
I'm doing it out of love, Paul. I'm doing it out of love. I'm not doing it to be loved. I'm doing it out of love. It's the greatest expression of love you can have, is to tell somebody the truth. Bless you, man. Rochelle.
Good morning, team. Yeah, I wanted to mention one of my customers' daughters is a teacher, and she had COVID last year. So she's already got antibodies to it. Well, her now the people I clean for, her parents, they're not doing the jab thing. But she's been pressured and pressured and pressured.
Bullied.
She went ahead and did it. She got the jab. And she said she just sat there and cried and cried and cried because she felt like she was forced into it. That's happening to a lot of people. But I wanted to bring up this data from the UK. Their own study showed that a third, or actually two-thirds of the deaths from the Delta variant are from the fully vaccinated. Two-thirds of the people dying over there from this Delta variant are fully vaccinated. So I'll drop this study in the chat.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares about that. Fauci tells us what to do.
But it's the truth. It's starting to happen.
Yeah, you can't be giving us the truth. Only Fauci and the CDC and the government, they're the only ones who know the truth. Plus the guy you work with.
You can't believe that.
The guy you work with, he knows the truth too, because he talked to somebody and they took it and they were fine. So, you know, that, good try, Rochelle. Thanks for trying to trick us. Come on in, Brett.
Morning, Coach. Morning, everybody.
Hey, buddy.
I just wanted to throw out there for this Chris that's headed to the for the fire chiefs that kind of sort of at least the precedent's been set. Our one son-in-law is a full-time firefighter in Harrisburg. And they okayed his religious exemption.
Amen.
So it is happening out there.
Helps on the way too, Brett. Helps on the way.
Amen.
Kevin could tell us it happened with his wife. His wife used the medical exemption at her hospital and they accepted it. So far they have. Jeff and Bernie.
Coach, I'll mention again, Dr. Murnane, coming in tomorrow night at 6:30. The talking points that doctor just used at that meeting, she's touching on all that stuff. So we're not just going to allow her 3 minutes. We're going to give her a whole hour and then more if she needs it. But she's going to be sharing this tomorrow night at our church in Warsaw. So it'll be great.
What time, Jeff?
6:30 Thursday night.
See, folks, it's hard to believe that truth is censored because it doesn't fit the narrative. That's how we know it's true. Come on in, Bernie.
Okay. First thing I say, getting back to what you were on earlier, the gospel is not a joke. The gospel is not a joke. Most sermons start with a joke because they're centered around entertainment to get your mind going. Eternal life matters. Mm. Eternal life matters. You know, God hates sin and he has no fellowship with sin. People aren't preaching that. And people are saying, oh, these people, unvaccinated people are dying. I mean, no, people are not dying of COVID. They're dying of malpractice.
That's what it is, Bernie.
People are going to hell because of malpreaching.
Malpreaching. That's a good point.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, folks, how about the diversity and tolerance and diversity and all that stuff? And how come there isn't tolerance and diversity for Christians who don't want to take the jab? Where's the tolerance and diversity on all that stuff, right? See, we don't even push back on those same buttons. We got to do it. Rich, come on in. And then we got Kevin.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. One thing I caught, unless I misunderstood the teacher, was the folks that are being allowed to donate blood that has the has the shot. So then that causes a problem with us, wouldn't it, if we have to go in for surgery or something and need blood?
Well, think about that, Rich. If in fact the blood is tainted, think how much of the blood supply is not going to be any good. It's going to be a blood shortage, I would think.
We get the value of that, and I'd be afraid they wouldn't want to pass that around, you know, make sure we get it somehow.
Yeah.
Coach, this is called a threat vector. Our blood supply is one threat vector to infect us. Mm. Once the hospitals order blood, it'll come from wherever. There's no traceability, really.
Wow.
Our blood system is suspect. What happens when you have a car crash? You go to the hospital and they stick blood in you. Where'd they get it? See, it's all part of the plan.
Yep.
Some people think you need to choose stuff. Look, did they need to choose before the times of Noah, or were they corrupted? They all died.
They were corrupted. They were corrupted. Joe Allen, come on in. Then Emma.
Coach Carroll said, when we go to the abortion clinics, what do they say to us? My body, my choice.
Yep.
This is our body, our choice.
Yeah, but we're too damn stupid to understand how the game's played. Sorry if that damn made you mad. We're too stupid to understand.
Fear.
We want to be nice. We want to be nice. Let everybody love us. Come on in, Emma. Emma.
My goal is never to go to the doctor again. And I used to give blood because my first husband needed lots of it. So I used to be the representative for the insurance company where I worked. And I got lots of people to give blood every month. But I will never give blood again because one of my friends used to be the one of the nurses that took the blood. And she said, they are corrupted.
Oh, I can't even imagine. Corrupted.
And so I will not give any more blood.
Me either, Em. God bless you. Drifter 78, come on then.
Hey, Coach, just you know something else. The Bible says that life is in the blood. That's why we should eat nothing with the blood in it. What are they attacking? The life.
The life, the blood. All over, Gary. All over, man. Kevin, come on. Kevin Van Story, then Patriot 1776. Kevin, go ahead.
They killed Robert David Steele.
By, they did.
Not listening to what he wanted. He just he wanted alternative treatments. They sedated him. They put him on remdesivir or whatever like that, and put a vent on him and killed him.
That's right.
They wanted to shut him up.
Boy, they did. It's too bad. It's too bad. Kevin, come on. The other Kevin, come on in.
Well, just to bounce off that, you know, they can kill him, but the Lord will raise up another, and He always does. And you'd think the opposition would learn the lesson, but they don't. So
they don't.
I just wanted to jump back to the Office of Diversity. And I don't know if Dale realizes just how profound the office of perversity was. I think the Holy Spirit dropped that into him. That screenshot that I sent you over a few minutes ago is a screenshot for the definition of the word diversity. So I go reading down through it, and it cites that it comes from the old French diversité. Okay. And that has, six or seven different, you know, ways that the word can be used, or different words that it can be used for, meanings. So you get to the last two words, you'll never guess what the last two words that it means are: wickedness and perversity.
Well, that's the Office of Diversity.
So there you go, brother.
Dale was right. Office of Perversity. Amen. Larry.
Yeah, I just want to kind of piggyback on what Mark said. What we look around us at the big picture, just trying to digest what is happening. And it has to be, almost and certainly has to be, the orchestrated plan to depopulate the earth. I mean, and it's in progress right now, folks. You can think it's a joke, but it's in progress right now.
I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you. Mark Trump.
I'm going to stay on this choice theme because it annoys me. Are you going to choose when you go to the hospital? I want to choose vaccinated blood, and I want to choose clean blood without the vaccination. You have a choice. You have a choice of what blood to get when you go to the hospital, right? They're going to give us a choice, Coach. The bag's marked jab-free, isn't it, Coach?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Don't you have a jab-free FDA marker?
Huh? Diversity.
This should infuriate y'all. My mom is dying. I'm just saying, yeah, she had a choice. What's going to happen to her now, guys?
Yeah, I'm with you, bud. I'm with you.
You know.
Come on in, Clay.
The bad guys have control of the media. And they've got enough people vaccinated now to have a massive weapon on their hands to make us miserable all winter. So everybody better get ready, because I think this winter coming up is going to be twice as bad as last winter, folks.
Well, amen.
The good guys are going to get involved, baby. We're going to start getting involved. And as bleak as things look, and they are going to get bad, we have not yet begun to fight. We are finally getting a team on the field, and we're going to quit pushing back against this diversity crap and allow the majority to be singled out as a minority, which we are not, and demand the same daggone rights as everybody else. Equal protections under the law. No protection for this guy and not protection for that guy. Equal protections under the law. Christians are going to start pushing back in the name of diversity. We Amen. Want our voices to be heard too. Diversity, Christian diversity. God bless Amen. You. See you tomorrow.